In the United States, the debate on the issue of health care reform continues to rage as the White House asks doctors to help promote its drive to overhaul health care in an attempt to win public and congressional support for its proposal.
One of the major issues surrounding the debate is that of whether the proposed government-run health care system would provide federal financing of abortions.
We spoke to Kathy Sale, Director of Domestic Social Development for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, to find out more.
In a recent conference call that the president had with faith-based and religious leaders, he said that while he himself is pro-choice, there is a long-standing commitment in this country, in the United States, to keep out abortion from any federal funding, and he thinks that's a consensus that should remain and stay and keep abortion out of health care. Now, one of the House bills had an amendment that was accepted that attempted to keep abortion out of health care. However, what it would do is pass the cost of abortion coverage in the plan onto the premium holder. So if you were someone who selected an insurance plan because it was convenient, it was cheaper, your doctor was included in the network, but not because it covered abortion service, you would still have to pay for that coverage. And so we maintain that's still forcing people to pay for abortions, whether or not they believe in abortion.